so I'm offering this simple phrase for kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
could see me anyway. You can't see me anyway. You can't see. Thank you.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know, like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know, like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
Long, and there are mountains. darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool, said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered of silence.
Wait, when am I gonna lose you? How will I let you slip? Place. Now I lie in our bed,
laying down by my side, and the light that was still slipping through was painting your body in stripes. I remember the trees tumbling down like an archangel choir, and the ocean was all we could see, and I knew. Shutters and laying down by my side, and the light that was still slipping through was painting your body in stripes. I remember the trees tumbling down like an archangel choir, and the ocean was all we could see, and I knew that I wanted you.
The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life of the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
You're always hiding. One, two, three.
Good love. Good love. Good love. Good love.
Another day, another toy.
Yeah, being an elf's not all it's cracked up to be.
And I'm pretty hungry. Ronaldo, what's for dinner tonight?
You know, that reminds me. Did you hear what happened last night?
No, what?
Well,
Rudolph was out of town. There was no one to pull the sleigh. So when Santa looked around, a little reindeer yelled out,
"Hey!"
Norbert, the near-sighted reindeer, told Santa, "I'll pull that sleigh." But all the reindeers cried, "Norbert, with your eyes, you'll never find the way." Norbert, the near-sighted reindeer, Santa, he'd clean the stalls, and he'd help the elves clean up all their shelves. Who said reindeer don't have balls? Santa was in a bind. He didn't know what to do. He said,
"Norbert, you can do it this time, but if you screw up, it's reindeer stew."
Sighted reindeer got hitched up to that sleigh. But on that fateful night, the only thing they got right was when Santa said,
"Up and away!"
They brought surfboards to the Eskimos and elephants to Peru. But after so many goofs and almost hitting the roof, Santa said,
"Norbert, you're..."
Norbert, the near-sighted reindeer, is only a memory. But you can hear Santa say,
"He couldn't pull the sleigh, but he sure tastes good to me."
had to bathe, 'cause it screwed up on Christmas Day. But it made a nice entree when they ate him the very next day. They even made reindeer souffle as they shouted out,
"Hip, hip, hooray! Mrs. Claus, please pass the tray."
Oh, 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 oh.
Antlers?
Not yet.
Tastes like chicken.
Santa, you're nuts.
Oh, oh, I'll tell you, it sure beats whale blubber.
Give me some more of that wine, Santa.
Remember, save the tail. We'll have a tail toss a little later.
Boy, that's pretty good stuff.
Oh, oh, this is delicious.
From the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Bells are
Somewhere between dust and the stars. Swung open, then slam shut. Yeah, but here we are. We are between, we are between. Yeah, here we are.
Presents for my baby.